You are Locked On Fantasy, your daily NFL fantasy podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Locked On Fantasy Football Podcast. As usual, I'm your host, Vinny Iyer, but I'm not doing this. I'm writing about NFL and fantasy football for SportingNews.com. It is a quieter time in the NFL as the minicamp stuff has kind of wrapped up here. Teams are waiting to open training camp later in July. So we're still on our series going around all 32 teams, trying to answer the three key questions related to fantasy football. We're up to finishing our first division here, so if you missed any of the previous shows, we went through all of the NFC East teams, and we went through three-fourths of the NFC North. It's time to wrap up that division with the Minnesota Vikings. So after today, we'll have eight down and 24 more teams to go here over the next couple months. So we'll get to every team eventually, and some of the questions might change until we get there. We're looking at the NFC first, so we're going East all the way to West, and we'll do that again with the AFC team. So look out for your team, but again, all teams we should be considering here because it's fantasy football. We want to know what teams are going to give us the best possible assets to have success in our season-long league. So today's team, Minnesota Vikings, they'll get their turn here in a moment. I do have to tell you that today's episode is brought to you by Blue Nile. Make your moment sparkle with jewelry from BlueNile.com. And Locked On Fantasy Football listeners will get $50 off purchases of $500 or more. This is a podcast exclusive. It includes engagement rings as well. Use the promo code Locked On at checkout to get $50 off purchases of $500 or more. All right, let's dive into the Minnesota Vikings and how we've been doing this with the teams here as a refresher. We've been looking at the three aspects, the quarterbacking, what's going on in the backfield, and then what's going on in the receiving core, turning to tight end when needed. So let's start with this. Can Kirk Cousins deliver as a QB1 again in the Kevin O'Connell offense? So transition here, they've given him an extension, so they feel confident that he's the right quarterback in the system. There are ties going back to Kyle Shanahan, a crossover with Sean McVay. We know that as O'Connell came from being the Rams offensive coordinator, so he's following the footsteps of Zach Taylor, who was an assistant there on the offensive side with McVay and doing success there. And then on the defensive side, he had Brandon Staley leave, and he became the head coach of the Chargers. So a lot of those concepts offensively, however, will carry over. So look, Cousins has been putting up the numbers. He's been very efficient. They pushed the ball downfield. The Vikings defense has been in transition as well, and we know that's going to continue here as they move on from Mike Zimmer. So that's opened things up where the Vikings have had to throw at a high volume, maybe not to their liking. They've been a run-heavy team once successful. We knew the Kevin Stefanski offense was about two tight ends and being efficient running the ball. The Rams offense a little bit more wide open, but still the bread and butter about running the ball to set up the play action in the downfield passing. That's what makes Cousins so dangerous. He's got the big arm, and we know he's got the weapons with Justin Jefferson and Adam Thielen. So I think Kirk Cousins is going to be in the conversation as a back end QB1. What hurts him, as we've talked about this before with a lot of quarterbacks, the running aspect is not going to be there. He's not going to take off and run. He's going to give you nothing there. So it's all going to be coming down to his passing yards and touchdowns where you get the numbers. So that could creep him out of the top 10. But I still think back end, you look at a good example. Is it Kirk Cousins or Matthew Stafford? It's pretty close there between those two guys given the weapons. And now O'Connell allows Cousins to tap into what Stafford took advantage of in that Rams offense. O'Connell leaving Stafford and coming to Cousins. So you know, Stafford just put up all those interceptions, but he also broke the 40-touchdown barrier. So Cousins definitely has some upside again. All passing, but the volume should be there. O'Connell should design some things here. This offensive line, a little bit of question mark in some places. They do have Christian Darrisaw, left tackle, a young guy they can hold up there. So it's a little bit more concerning in the middle and other places. But in the Vikings downfield pass game, you have a clear alpha. You have a clear veteran, savvy number two there. Got some other weapons as well with tight end returning. So Look at Kirk Cousins. Yeah, he's going to be in the conversation. I think, again, what could keep him out of it? He could just throw a lot of interceptions. It would not surprise me. When Stafford led the league in interceptions, that kept him from being a really top-flight QB1 in fantasy football. And a lot of leagues don't dock for interceptions. I think they should. I mean, there's a lot of big numbers being put up. There should be some discerning factor. And I think interceptions are that. Even though it's some small thing you think about as -2 points, they add up overall over the course of the season. Say you throw 15 interceptions in that range, you're giving up 30 points, -30. That's 5 TD passes gone right there. So in a lot of leagues, and some it's more than that in the 4-point touchdown league. So I think it's something to consider and come into play. Cousins has been rather efficient, again, not turning over the ball in rapid fashion, so that's helped him stay up there. The key for him is, can he get to 35 TD passes to really feel comfortable about that? I think you're looking at probably 30 to 32, but that can work if he can get to 4,500 to 5,000 yards and deliver as a top 12 QB finish. And we did like the number 32 before, but now you got to bump it up to 34 because that's the 17-game schedule. I know in fantasy you're not playing all those games, but you feel comfortable if a guy is averaging 2 TD passes per game because you're looking for 250 and 2, and that usually can get it done. And 250 was the basic there where you could get to 4,000 passing yards in 16 games. But now you're looking at maybe 275 and maybe pushing to 300. 300 would be 5,100 passing yards in 17 games. In 16 games, it would be a little less than that at 4,800. So that's what you're looking for when you're looking at that weekly total, the 215-2. In a lot of leagues, that's 22 points. Ample consistency from your quarterback. Of course, there's going to be some spikes and drop-offs from that. But 22 seems like the floor right now, which you should be targeting as a QB1. Kirk Cousins can still offer that. I mean, there's enough guys to punch it in a couple times a game for him to like that. And again, he doesn't always have to light up because of Dalvin Cook and that running game being effective, and I think there will be a focus on that. But you can't deny, again, the Stafford, the numbers, they were there. Jared Goff was a QB1 there also in the Rams offense. So Cousins is going to be a big beneficiary, and he's not going to have to being worried about benched here with Sean Mannion and Kellen Mond behind him on the depth chart here for the Rams. Now, all right, there's our number one core question about the Vikings. Will Kirk Cousins deliver as a QB1 in this new offense? Well, we'll get to the next one here in our next segment. We'll focus on a certain running back for the Vikings there and what he could do here in 2022. Before we do that, this episode is also brought to you by RockAuto.com. With the ever-increasing numbers of makes and models, it's now possible for your local chain auto parts store to stock all the parts you need. Wire and endure often pointless or seemingly intimidating questioning, and wait while the person behind the counter orders the parts on their computer, choosing the only brand their warehouse happens to carry. You have computers with access to RockAuto.com at home and in your pocket. You got to go to Rock Auto because it's the place where you're going to save a lot of time and money. Why choose to spend 30, 50, even 100% more for the same parts from a chain store car dealership? There's an example here that you could definitely look at. The Honda Odyssey fuel pump. You could have paid $353 at a chain store, but you would have got it for only $216 from Rock Auto. Rock Auto is a family business, saving and serving do-it-yourselfers for more than 20 years. Rock Auto prices are reliably low for every customer. It doesn't matter if you're working on your car at home or you just want to take care of it elsewhere. They're going to take care of you. They have everything you could need: brake parts, tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Go explore their easy-to-use website today to find the solution to your auto parts needs. It's very easy to do. Go to rockauto.com right now and see all its parts available for your car or truck. Right locked on to their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices. All the parts your car will need, find them at rockauto.com. All right, it is time to continue the show in the moment. We will focus on Dalvin Cook and what his potential is in the new offense here in a moment. Before we talk Vikings, we'll talk a little bit about the Timberwolves, kind of. One live NBA draft show is not enough for Locked On. The entire NBA channel is going live on NBA draft night. So if you have a favorite NBA team, like the Timberwolves, related to the Vikings, make sure you subscribe now to their Locked On YouTube channel so you get notified when they go live on NBA draft night. So check it out. The NBA draft is going to be lit here on the Locked On Network. Our NBA team does a great job, so check it out there. Whatever your favorite team is, if you want to know what's going on around the league, we got you covered there on the biggest night for prospects coming into the NBA. All right, it is time to continue the show. Let's look at Dalvin Cook. Now, can Dalvin Cook finish as the top two running back in fantasy football finally this season? Now, let's examine this. Looking at his role, they've talked about lining him up wide, which is also great to hear in the passing game where Dalvin Cook can have that big impact. He's definitely a great receiver. It's interesting that his brother, James, got drafted by the Bills, also a very good receiver there. That's kind of his calling card, and the Buffalo wanted that part. So Dalvin, that reminds us how good of a receiver he is. He can check it down, catch it. I think that part of his game has been curbed a little bit. But look at the backup, Alexander Mattison. He's just been plodding along. He's not the same type of player. So Cook should get the high volume there. And you have Nwangwu, who is a very good special teams player from last year, was a rookie. I think he could get a few more chances here behind Cook. But Cook is firmly in that feature back status with the high volume. We've seen Kevin O'Connell and the Rams. They like to feed one guy. It was Todd Gurley at one point. They had to rely on Sonny Michel quite a bit with some injuries last year. And then Cam Akers was the man that they intended to feature. So you figure Dalvin is going to get a lot of touches. Mattison and Nwangwu, a little bit of a change of pace relief there at some points. But number one, volume is going to be there. Number two, talent is there. Third question, durability. Dalvin Cook always seems to miss some action from season to season. That's okay. He'll live with it. But I think he'll be a little refreshed in this offense. There'll be a little bit more open space. There are going to be some zone blocking concepts still that carry over. But you'll see Dalvin Cook get a chance to be more explosive as a vertical runner, so to speak, where he can reel off those chunk runs and really explode. So I think this could be the peak season coming up for Dalvin Cook, a career year. And I say that because, again, the complete package is not going to be underutilized in this offense. I still think it can be, and it has by previous regimes of year. And also, I think the touchdowns could be massive here. We've seen Gurley put up big scoring numbers. The Rams do like to punch it in the red zone. So you figured that Cook will have a lot of opportunities in the goal line situations there to punch it in. And again, this is a team that not necessarily is going to throw the ball in for shorter touchdowns there, so Cook is going to be a big factor in that. And also you want him to have that Leonard Fournette factor where they can swing the ball out to him and he can score that way for Cousins. And of course that's going to help Cousins' numbers as well. So Dalvin Cook, I'm all in and excited about him. And Jonathan Taylor, to me, in half point, full point standard, he's still the choice, the Colts feature running back. But Dalvin Cook, there's questions about Alvin Kamara, Christian McCaffrey, Derrick Henry, in all kinds of formats. Dalvin Cook, I think he's due for this type of big year. And the offensive transition can't be ignored here. Cook is going to be fed the ball in key situations and quite often here and live up to his talent. So let's hope he can play a full 16 games, at least for our purposes. We don't care if he misses one game, as long as it's the last one of the season there being rested. But look at Dalvin. If we get a full season of Dalvin and the consistent usage here, I think he's headed for some high touchdown totals and a very big year from scrimmage for sure. I mean, that's how good I think Dalvin Cook can be, and I think he's teased at that. He's been special in fantasy before. It's been a while since he's really blew it out of the park here with the reliability and just taking over games. He could be that type of player here in 2022. It would not surprise me. That's how good he's been in the league, and that sometimes happens here. He's like waiting for a very talented offensive skill player to put it all together in the right situation at the right time, playing off the right guys with the right volume, and I think everything is lining up well for Dalvin Cook in 2022. All right, we do have a more multi-layered question for our final one, looking at the receiving core. We'll get into that. Who's going to help Justin Jefferson most in that pecking order for the Vikings, including the tight ends? We're going to look at that and examine that here as our third core question for the Vikings in our final segment. Before we do that, I know that our friends at Built are always coming out with amazing new flavors. Well, you should know that too. And this time, Built has truly outdone themselves with their new Mud Pie flavor. And for the first time ever, Built is introducing the new Mud Pie flavor in both Mud Pie Bar and Mud Pie Puff. Not sure what Mud Pie tastes like? Well, if you're a chocolate fan, you better sit down for this. The new Mud Pie Bar is rich whipped cream and chocolate mousse, smothered in 100% real chocolate and topped with cookies and cream crumble. You got to try Mud Pie as soon as possible, and you need to hurry because the Mud Pie Bar and Mud Pie Puff are only available for a limited time. Visit Built.com to taste the deliciousness for yourself. Not convinced? Luckily, we saved the best for last. It's actually good for you. No, really. All Built products are low-calorie, high-protein, low-sugar. Mud pies packed with the big protein. They're 16 grams and only 150 calories and 8 grams sugar. It's like your mom baked the most deliciously creamy chocolate mud pie and wrapped it up just for you. Mud pie bars and puffs are available at Built.com right now, but they're going fast because they're absolutely delicious. Like all Built bars, they're covered in 100% real chocolate. That means they're healthy and tasty. What's great about Built is that all their bars are made with collagen protein, something your body absorbs more efficiently and provides tons of health benefits. Eat something that tastes good and is good for you. You're going to love the new Mud Pie Built Bar, Built Puff. Whether you need a snack for your workout, late night treat, or just need to grab a quick bite, Built is the perfect protein bar, and they taste better than a candy bar here. And get it on Mud Pie right now. Chocolate mousse, whipped cream, cookies, and cream crumble. Did we mention that? Stop drooling. Get to Built.com to order your box of Mud Pie bars and puffs now. You won't regret it. Go to Built.com, use the promo code LOCK15, and get 15% off your order. Use the promo code LOCK15 for 15% off at Built.com. All right, it is time to wrap up the show, looking at the final key question we want to find an answer to here for the Minnesota Vikings. Who will help Justin Jefferson here in the receiving corps most to get those Kirk Cousins numbers we're looking for as a QB1 now? Adam Thielen, fading a little bit, got injured down the stretch. You had KJ Osborne there step up a little bit and have some fantasy relevance there as the guy that could play outside 11 personnel when they spread the field. Now, that's good news for Osborne because this is going to be an 11 personnel offense. They're removed from what they saw with Stefanski and a lot of 12 personnel. In fact, they were the number one two tight end team in the league. That's not going to happen this year. So you're going to see Jefferson, Thielen, and Osborne on the field. Now, is there someone else who could be in the mix? Amir Smith-Marset, a kid out of Iowa. He's now their number four. BC Johnson, Olabisi, is down to 5. You also have Jalen Naylor, who is a kind of intriguing guy out of Michigan State that I want to keep an eye on here, who could rise up the depth chart here. So watch out for him. They need to start looking at a big slot potentially to replace Thielen. Naylor has that kind of ability. They also have Albert Wilson. He's just the gadget player that we've seen from the Dolphins and Chiefs and other teams here. So he's going to be more return game threat and all that. So look at Jalen Naylor quite a bit here. So we won't sleep on him too much, but right now you'd figure it's Jefferson, Thielen, Osborne, that pecking order. So Osborne could have some nice value, especially if Thielen continues to fade with his wear and injury. He's getting up there, and we thought the drop-off would already happen. It did a little bit last year with the injury attrition there for Thielen, so still very productive, and he's still a very favorite red zone target of Kirk Cousins. So I still think you look at Justin Jefferson, clearly an elite wide receiver one, best of the best, argument that he could be the first wide receiver off the board. Adam Thielen drops to more low-end wide receiver two, touchdown-dependent player at this point for me. More so yardage. Osborne has a little bit of value as a wide receiver three, but the player that I'm interested in here, and it lines up really well for them, I know they're not going to the 12 personnel, but you only need one tight end out there, and it's Irv Smith Jr. So we're going to watch his role expand here. Now, the Rams have kind of teased at using tight ends in their offense, Tyler Higbee and Gerald Everett. You haven't seen the fruition come here, but you look at Irv Smith Jr., he's got some very good athletic qualities, the Alabama product coming off an injury. There's no more Tyler Conklin to cut into touches there. He's moved on and signed with the Jets. You got this kid Ellefson, who's behind him out of North Dakota State, a local kind of favor there. You have Johnny Munt, probably a favor to the Rams there, and the Sean McVay crew with the former Ram there as their third tight end. You also have a rookie there from Central Missouri State, Zach Davidson. He's buried at number 4 in the depth chart. So looks like everything lines up for Irv Smith to have a pretty key role. So it really comes down to Osborne or Smith. I think Smith has a little bit more versatility because he can work in the red zone and have a higher touchdown total. Osborne can stretch the field at times. So really looking at Irv Smith Jr. as being the sleeper that you can find in the wide receiver tight end realm here to play off Jefferson and Thielen most here. So something to watch, but Irv Smith is very talented. We've teased at his ability before. Again, red zone is also going to be very helpful to his production here. So really looking forward to seeing what you can get from Irv Smith on the mend here. And again, that depth chart at tight end with Davidson, the somewhat promising developmental rookie being fourth, kind of says that Smith is going to have a bigger role. So again, there's enough here for Cousins to put up the numbers, leading with Jefferson. I mean, Jefferson could have a season where he has easy double-digit touchdowns, gets you a third and halfway there for Cousins' numbers, and then you have to piece it together with some other guys here. And Thielen, again, has been a big scoring threat for Cousins as well. So a lot of scoring just between Jefferson and Thielen. You get Smith involved in the red zone and Osborne making some plays, and someone such as Jalen Naylor coming in and having some impact as well when they spread the field. So really liking this Vikings offense here with O'Connell. There's high expectations, and rightfully so. You have a guy with a lot of acumen taking over your team. So interesting to see this transition for the Vikings, what you can get. But again, when you have an offensive-minded head coach and he comes from Sean McVay, a la Zach Taylor, it's going to pay dividends at some point when you have the skill players healthy. So that's just the way it is. I mean, if we went defensive-minded, the Vikings were not looking there as much to upgrade their offense, then we would 100% say that you wouldn't feel as confident that this offense can take it to another level. But certainly with the situation you have with Cousins, I think, and Cook, you're looking at really special season. So the big three, Cousins, Cook, and Jefferson, just could definitely go off here in 2022 for the Vikings. And we'll see where the complementary players play. But big seasons from those three are going to help the others really step up here. And again, the biggest beneficiary is still going to be Osborne and Smith. I wouldn't go too deep here with the Vikings, but that's kind of good. I mean, that's why the Vikings have been a reliable team in fantasy football, because they don't expand their horizons too much. They're very compact with their weapons, and that helps. It helps all those guys put up big numbers. You just want to have enough versatility and depth so guys don't get taken out of plays. The Vikings certainly feel that here. And O'Connell is a smart guy. He's going to scheme guys open and get people into the right matchups here in 2022. So there you have it. There's trying to answer the key questions for the Minnesota Vikings here in 2022 when it comes to fantasy football. We have wrapped up our look at the four NFC North teams. So if you missed anything with the Bears or Lions or Packers, oh my, check them out. They're on our feed here on Locked On Fantasy Football. So check that out for sure. So this has been Vinny Iyer for Locked On Fantasy Football. Have a great day. I do have to remind you about one thing before we head out. The first picks of the Ultimate NBA Mock Draft have been made. Search now for the Ultimate NBA Mock Draft and get more than 50 insiders, the Odyssey Sports Experts, the draft experts of Locked On NBA Big Board, and the 5-episode Ultimate NBA Mock Draft. That's all underway. Make Ultimate NBA Mock Draft your second listen today. Thanks for making our first listen, Locked On Fantasy Football. We'll catch you tomorrow with our starting look at the teams from the NFC South with the Atlanta Falcons.